the governor of the Jews, Nehemiah, had to oversee the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem, which would afford protection and prestige for the Jews who had returned from exile. The pagan population that the Assyrian and Babylonian conquerors had brought into the area were very disturbed that someone had come to promote the welfare of the Israelites. Their leaders, Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arab, did all they could to prevent the rebuilding of the city ramparts, using every conceivable type of opposition. But neither ridicule, nor intimidation, nor the threat of an armed attack, nor cunning could prevent Nehemiah and the people from carrying out the work. When the ramparts were nearly completed, the Jews' enemies made a last effort to undermine Nehemiah's efforts. They threatened to report him to the king of Persia for stirring up rebellion, maintaining that he had even appointed prophets to proclaim him king. Sanballat and Tobiah then hired Jews who claimed to be prophets of the Lord to frighten Nehemiah. One of them, Shemaiah, said to him, "Let us go into the temple and close the doors, because men are coming to kill you this very night." Nehemiah answered, "Should a man like me run away? And how can someone like me go into the temple and save his life? I will not go." Nehemiah knew that only priests appointed by God could enter the sanctuary. Anyone else would forfeit his life. And, as the leader of the nation, he would have set a very poor example for the Jews. Nehemiah understood that this prophecy had not come from God, and that Shemaiah and the other prophets had been trying to intimidate him. They had been hired by Tobiah and Sanballat to make Nehemiah disobey God and commit a serious sin so that they could discredit him. There were some very important people amongst the Jews who were under oath to Tobiah because he was son-in-law to a high-ranking official in Judah. In spite of these plots and intrigues, Nehemiah and the people rebuilt the wall in an amazingly short lapse of time. The work was completed and the gates set in place in 52 days. When their enemies and the surrounding nations saw this, they lost their self-confidence, because they realized that this work had been done with the help of God, who had enabled Nehemiah to complete the surrounding wall in less than 2 months. Nehemiah gave orders for the opening and closing of the city doors morning and evening. He appointed guards to ensure the safety of the city night and day. Jerusalem was spacious, but there were few people in it, and the houses had not yet been rebuilt. Then Nehemiah undertook to number the Jews and to check the lists of the true Israelite families that had returned from exile. The entire Jewish population in Judah at that time came to between 42,000 and 43,000 people. The family records of some of the priests could not be found, so they were excluded from the priesthood. Before the census was complete, all the people came to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles in the 7th month, and Ezra the priest stood before the whole assembly on a high wooden platform and read from the Book of the Law, from daybreak till noon, and all the people listened attentively. Ezra praised the Lord, the God of Israel, and the people answered, "Amen, Amen," and bowed down in worship. Ezra and the Levites instructed the people in the law, so that they could understand what was being read. As they listened, the people began to weep, so Nehemiah and Ezra said to them, "This day is sacred to the Lord our God, so do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The people were told to celebrate. They were to build themselves booths out of green branches and live in them for 7 days, as it was written in the Book of the Law. On the 24th day of the 7th month, the people gathered together wearing sackcloth as a sign of mourning. They celebrated a day of national fasting and repentance, confessing their sins and the sins of their fathers as they humbled themselves before God. The Book of the Law was read for 3 hours, and another 3 hours were spent in confession and worship. Then the Levites on the wooden platform called upon the Lord, praising his name and confessing the sins of the nation. They reminded the people of all that God had done for the nation since the days of Abraham. Then the people made a binding agreement which was put down in writing, to carefully obey the law of God, and the priests and leaders affixed their seals to it. Next episode, the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem.